This is the 207th day in the year of 2021. There remains 158 days left in this year. It's still not too late to learn how to steer a boat on the lakes. How many of you have had those thoughts and have not had the nerve or the courage to go out there on the water on a boat? Well, it's not too late to make plans to do that. Wow, it's been an exciting year so far. COVID is still around and mutating into different forms of COVID. But that's okay. God is still good and God is still on the throne. And those of us who are alive and remain, to God be the glory. And we give him all the honor and all the praise. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. This is Linda Sims, and I'm live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. The name of the show, A Voice of a People. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Go to your Play Store. Download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. You will be able to take advantage of the many talk show programs we offer you. Remember, once you download the app, TuneIn, most apps are free to download, right? Okay, so once you download it on any electronic device, it doesn't matter, tablets, computers, cell phones, iPhones, it really doesn't matter, okay, long as it is electronic. And when you do that, search WWGH, okay, or you can call in, except for today. This will be a telephone interview, and I won't be able to answer your call. I do have a giveaway. It is for Columbus Zoo. I won't be able to take your calls if you call in, but tomorrow, Lord bless, I will be here and still offering the free 2 tickets to Columbus Zoo for whoever calls in and answers the trivia, which I will give you that tomorrow, okay? So, if you know anybody that listens to the show, and maybe you can get them interested in listening for the free giveaway, Columbus Zoo tickets, and I have 2, okay? Now, if you want to call in, that number here is 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. Starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC. And I was supposed to stop and see him today. Hopefully, it won't be too late to check with him tomorrow, okay? He is located at 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. Also, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson. Location, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Every third Saturday of every month, they have free produce giveaway. Fresh produce, okay? And this will take place August the 17th. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. So mark your calendars. Share this information with others you may know of that may be in need of free produce. Last but not least, Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. That's a big difference, isn't it, than two. The owner, Cheryl Lee, she will also be my call-in guest today. Her location is LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. Now, those people that I just named as my supporters have supported me for 5 years. And I give them kudos. I say thank you for all of them. I say thank you to those of you who have faithfully listened. I say thank you if this is your first time tuning in to the show. And hopefully we will have a good show for you, and it won't be your last time listening. Okay, now I said LaRue, Ohio. Did I give you her phone number? I'll give it again if I did. 740-262-0939. And she will be my call-in guest, okay, at 4:30. I like to start my show off with a thought for today, okay? This thought is titled, Interfere Lovefully. I don't think I've even heard the word love used like that before, lovefully. So let's see what the content is. One of the deepest habits we learn is interfering in other people's lives. Even if we are not actively interfering, there is a good chance it's happening in our heads. Then, when people don't do what we want them to do, which is usually all the same, our ability to relax is non-existent. If you want to interfere successfully in someone else's life, try this loveful approach. It begins with acceptance, continues with acknowledgement, is empowered by appreciation, and ends in actualization. Only in this way can we help others be all that they can possibly be. And what else is life for but to help others to be all that they can be? Only by making love practical in this way can we heal our own habits of criticism, envy, and blame. Accept, acknowledge, and appreciate. It doesn't mean you have to agree, comply, or condone. The paradox is that we ourselves will receive the same in the process, not only from ourselves as we become what we give, but from others along the way. Why? It's the law. And I know many of you have heard that law. Some people use it as you reap what you sow, or some people say karma, you're good to other people, then people will be good to you. And it is a law, and it does work. The thing that gets me with this thought for today is, you know, if we're not actually interfering in someone else's life actively, then we're thinking about it. Well, why didn't they do this, and why didn't they do it that way? Why didn't they call me? I could have gave them some advice, right? That's how our mind works, you know. We can always see the speck in someone else's eye. And we may have a ruler in our eye, a wooden ruler in our eye. Somehow, we look at other people as being in worse shape than us. And even if they're in better shape than us, in our minds, we are thinking, well, how did they do that? They're not so big or bad, you know, because they got more money than me. They got a bigger house than I do. They got a Nissan car, and I may be driving a Ford or a Chevy. You know, it's like, okay, that's all right. I have a car, and I'm okay with that. You know, and I like the way they state this, lovefully, with love. I mean, there's no envy in that. There's no strife. There's no jealousy in that. And a lot of times when we talk about people and interfere in their lives, it can be a little jealousy in us, you know. Or we may have gone through the same thing or getting ready to go through the same experience. And how will we react? How will we receive it? How will we handle things? So I really love this quote, thought for today. Good thoughts for a healthy mind. Interfere lovefully. And once we, you know, we're talking about God, okay, He interferes lovefully. You know, because God is love, and He really cares about us, and He has a plan for each and every one of us, and His plan is a good plan. Follow that plan. Let Him lead and guide you and show you the way He has already planned for you. Boy, I really like this thought for today, and it's my first time reading it, okay? If you want to interfere successfully in someone else's life, try this loveful approach. Here comes Cheryl Lee. She's calling in right now. I will turn my attention to her. All righty. Cheryl?
Yes, good afternoon, Linda. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this afternoon?
Real good.
That's good.
You know how when you're getting ready for something special or something different out of your routine, you get ready and it's like, if you're going away somewhere, it's like, oh, it's too early. So you get busy in something that you think is going to take a few minutes, and the next thing you know, you're running late.
Yeah, all the time. I do it all the time.
That's the way I was with my office. I'm like, okay, it's too early to call her. Excuse me. It's too early to call her. And then the next thing I do, I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, I got to give her a call.
Yes, of course. And I was thinking, I was really wrestling with that, and I'm thinking, okay, now I promise, next time, we'll do it live. Because what I thought was totally different when I got here, when I came. So, wow, isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Right, absolutely. Well, it's good hearing from you.
It is. Things have been going well.
I know,
and
we haven't been able to
today.
We haven't been able to really hook up like I would have liked. I was dealing with high blood pressure. I bet all of May, June, I just really wasn't feeling well, and at the time I didn't even know why, but I seem to be more stable.
Oh, good. Did the doctors get you on what you need then?
I think so, yeah. And then I had to get off of a lot of stuff I was on, you know.
Well, good.
Yes.
That's always a plus.
Yes. I had to change my eating habit and all that, you know, what I consume, and it's good, though. I feel a whole lot better.
Good.
So, well, I really want to talk about you bringing us up to date with the status of Child Evangelism Fellowship.
My favorite topic.
Yes.
I will do that. Well, it just seems like this year has started and we're already at the end of July.
Can
and then, to beat
that?
All, it just seems like July started, and here we are looking at the end of the July, you know. And so in May, probably end of May, June, started sending out flyers and invitations to local churches throughout Marion County because we wanted to host a partnership breakfast for the pastors, youth pastors, and heads of mission in the different churches and their wives to come to this breakfast and really learn about what CEF is all about, Child Evangelism Fellowship. You know, because we've been around since 1937. It started in the Chicago area, and it did not take very long to go across the nation, and now it's international. So we're tried and we're true, and we really stand on the Word of God.
Right.
And, you know, we don't get caught up in the cultural hype. We just really focus on God loving us, God creating us, and God supplying a way to be forgiven through His Son, Jesus Christ, so that we may be in His presence someday. And that's what CEF is all about. Is putting this out in front of, you know, the children's ministry. So we want to go ahead and go where the children are. So last week, the breakfast was last week, and it really was. It was a small group that responded, a small group of pastors that responded. But you know what? We had just the best time.
Good.
Of sharing and teaching them who child evangelism is and what we're doing in Marion and Union County. As far as Union County, it's North Union School District. And so I'm looking for some great things to come out of that meeting, because they were really receptive, and I think that we will have some good assistance, because that's what we're needing right now. We've had some good fundraisers this year, so we're okay with money, although money is always good.
Right.
But we're gearing up, we're wrapping up, or not wrapping up, but we're ramping up to get back into the school. So now we're focusing on getting back into the schools for the 2021 and 2022 school year. Tomorrow we're actually having a meeting at Word of Life on Silver Street at 6:30 for any of your listeners who might be interested in coming to learn about CEF.
Mm-hmm.
And if this would be a good fit for them. We're actually going to have an open door meeting tomorrow. Like I said, it's at Word of Life Church on Silver Street. We host our meetings there because CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship, is non-denominational. Non-denominational. And so if anyone would be interested in joining us tomorrow at 6:30, we have to evaluate where do we stand with our teams.
Right.
And what schools are open, and where do we need to start building teams? And that's what this partnership breakfast was all about, was reaching out into the churches and asking them for their assistance. Because, you know, these men and women at the pulpit, they're very powerful. Their voice is loud.
Mm-hmm.
And if they support a ministry, their church, their congregation will find it worthwhile too.
That's true.
And that's where our hope is. And so then tomorrow we'll evaluate where we stand. The three schools that I know of that are open is River Valley Heritage. We had a team there 2 years ago, but the lead teacher had to step down because she's taking care of her senior citizen mother.
Okay.
And so that is open. We're hoping to get a team into River Valley Liberty. Liberty's a little bit out of the way, and so we've never had anyone to step up to be a team there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not losing ground per se like we are with Heritage, but we haven't moved forward either because of lack of helping hands.
Right.
And then we're hoping to get a team together for Ridgedale. Now, 10 years ago, when Child Evangelism Fellowship was brought back into the Marion County area, Ridgedale had a closed-door policy for extracurricular activities. So we've never rocked the boat with that because we've never had a team to back us up with.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I would be more than happy to have someone come aboard and say, hey, I would like to be part of a team, or I would like to steerhead, get a team together so that we can approach the school board, the principal, the superintendent of Ridgedale and see what their policy is now.
Right.
And there again, we would gain access to another school. Now, one of my lead teachers, well, it's not my lead teachers, but one of our lead teachers for Garfield is not doing well right now. She's got a blood disorder.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And so I don't know whether she'll be coming back or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I hope to do is I hope to beef up her team with the hope of her being back in there teaching. But you always have to plan for the worst. So
right.
If she has to take the year off, have a team ready to go into Garfield.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a possibility of four schools that'll be open going back into this school year. So corporate-wise, what makes up a team? CEF would like to see four people per team. You would have someone who would be a lead teacher, and then you'd have three helpers. We've never had the privilege of having teams with that many on. Theoretically, we'll have one school that'll have that many or another school, but it's not a consistent year in and year out.
Right.
But we do have to have a minimum of two, or we can't be in the school. That's because it's a child protection policy.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a volunteer protection policy, really. You know, so it protects the school, it protects the children, it protects the volunteers, it protects CEF. So we have to have a minimum of two, but when you have that, when you have that full team of four, the club, you know yourself, Linda, the clubs just go by clock, you know, just like clockwork. They just run so much smoother. You get so much more done. The kids benefit so much more because you get to have, you get to incorporate the, not just the Bible story, but then you have time to incorporate the songs, the music, the snack, and then the extras like the missionary stories and the review games. And these kids thrive on that kind of activity. So that's what our hope is going back into this school year.
Oh, yeah, they love it.
Mm-hmm.
I did, you know, I did too. I did too.
Now, I have reserved, I've talked to our chapter missionary director, Mike Todd, and I have reserved September 2nd. It's a Thursday evening, and the training would be from 6 to 8:30. And that would be for three Thursdays, starting September 2nd. So if there's somebody who's interested in helping out with Child Evangelism Fellowship and they want to take this training, just call me. And, of course, my number is 740-262-0939, 740-262-0939. And if by chance you cannot remember my name, which is Cheryl Lee, and we're with Child Evangelism Fellowship. We are the children's ministry that does the Good News Clubs in the schools after hours. If by chance you're driving or whatever and you can't remember all that, ask your pastor about us, because I am pretty sure they probably got a flyer from me within the last 6 weeks. Or you can call Linda. Linda will let you know.
As much as I can, absolutely, yes, I would do that, yes. So how did the fair go, Marion County Fair, yes?
It was slow. You know, we were there like we always are, and of course the Gideons were right beside us, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
So when the children listen to the story that we have to share with them, the Gideons will give them a Bible,
okay.
New Testament. So that's kind of nice. But it was slow. They had moved the vendors from the Coliseum to, I think it was called the Youth Building. So they put a flyer or a banner on it saying the Merchant Building.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it was publicized very well. So we were down by the rides, and a lot of people would just cut through to get to the ride, and things of that sort. But having said that, even at that point in time, there was still, I can't remember the number of children, but there were still children who came through, who listened to the story, and who gave their hearts to Jesus.
That's great.
And I won't say a number because I don't have that right in front of me.
Right.
But those are the opportunities we take. We go where the children are, and we share the love of Jesus with them. And sometimes we're able to harvest what other people have planted, like Vacation Bible School. Very important in a child's life.
Mm-hmm.
And a church that doesn't host Vacation Bible School, shame on you. Really, shame on you. Get together with a couple other community churches and do it together, because that is what children remember. This weekend, my husband and I were camping, and my son and daughter-in-law came, and they brought another couple with them. Now, my son, we went to church sporadically, so we weren't like preacher's children where they lived in the mm-hmm. church all the time, okay? And so we were not like that as a family. We came and went, and when we made commitments, we kept it. But my son, like over the weekend, he says, "I don't even believe there's a God." His heart is so hard.
Are you kidding me?
For whatever reason, I have no idea.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Now, he's a man of 28, and the young couple that came with him, the friends, she and I were in the camper, and my 9-year-old grandson had put, because when we're there for the weekend, we always go to the church. It's a Free Will Baptist Church in Waverly, Ohio. Very good teaching. And so I had put on the refrigerator a paper that he had brought back from church.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking, she had mentioned it, and she was talking about Vacation Bible School, how it was just one of her highlights of her childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And Linda, when I heard that, my heart just started dancing, because I'm like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you for Dunya and Daniel finally having friends that know you.
Amen.
You know that you have allowed them to cross your path. But that's a sidebar. But the point I'm trying to make is these children who came in through the fair and they talked to us, you only have a few seconds to talk to them.
That's true.
And that's not enough time to really share the gospel with a child. What we hope to do is plant seeds.
Right.
And reap what someone else has already planted. And what better way than to plant seeds than to have a community vacation Bible school or a 5-day club? Because some of you may have noticed the 5-day clubs going on at the apartment complexes or in some of the parks. Janice Ben, she's on staff with CEF. She's our missionary part-time staffer, and she is located here in Marion County. And she has done very good. She has really been busy getting the word out through 5-day clubs, not only here in Marion County, but she's in Wyandotte County. And she's been doing Zoom 5-day clubs. So we're focusing on getting back into the schools right now. We're focusing on getting more helping hands for the teams. But we are busy year-round with the fairs, the festivals, the Bloom festivals, the 5-day clubs. We're just busy year-round, just sharing the gospel, sharing the love of God, sharing the fact that He is the one true God, and there is no other God, and that He is the Creator of all things. And that's what child evangelism is. You know, that's what we do.
Yes, absolutely, and I was, I don't know who I was listening to, Maya Angelou. I know you've heard of her before. She passed away some time ago. She was a great poet, and I think she gave the poem at, I think it was President Clinton's inauguration, and she was saying, oh yeah, there's many ways to God, and I think when I heard her say that, in my mind, I'm thinking, well, maybe she means there are many ways that lead you to Christ. like circumstances, situations, bad things happening in your life, how God does draw us by His Spirit, And sometimes, your worst experience in life is what leads you to Christ. But He is the only way to heaven. You have
Absolutely.
To go through Him.
That's right. But Linda, you're right. You would hope that that's what she meant.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, our culture is teaching that all roads lead to heaven.
Right.
And so, but you're right. The Bible says, and Christ said it Himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me."
Mm-hmm.
However, that no man meant no human being, no one from the human race will come to the Father but by me.
Right.
So it didn't make any difference what ethnic group you were. It did not make any difference whether you're male, female, or a child, or a senior citizen. It is that gift of salvation is open to anyone who will humble their hearts and ask the Lord for assistance. And that's where, when you're talking about even at your lowest times, even at your crisis in your life, when you look up and you cry out, Lord, I can't handle this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm broken. Help me. That's when God can't, you have just surrendered it all, and that's when God can do his greatest work in you.
That's true. That is so true. But I'm glad to hear that, you know, your son and daughter-in-law have ran across, or God sent, I'm going to put it like that, God sent, you know, believers their way.
Exactly, because, you know, we've been praying for that. And that's one thing, too, nice about CEF. You know, like the volunteers here in Marion County, we meet once a month, and we talk over issues that are in our clubs or events that are coming up, special events like the Partnership Breakfast, or, you know, in March we have our large fundraiser, which is a luncheon and a silent auction. And we talk about those things, but then we always save time towards the meeting to talk about what's happening in each other's lives.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need lifted up? Who in your family needs lifted up? You know, and we always pray for each other. And so this is something that we have been praying for as a group, that my son's heart would be softened, and that the Lord would send someone, you know, to walk beside them and to be able to share with them.
Right.
And you know, like I said, there's many other prayer requests that we all share with each other, but we lift each other up. We lift each other up, and through the years, Linda, you can testify to this, we have seen the prayers answered.
Mm-hmm.
Not always the way we want it, but we have seen those prayers answered. God is good.
Yes, he is. All the time.
And, you know, and not only for us, but, you know, there is a monthly prayer that if anybody would like to be a prayer warrior for us, there is a monthly prayer calendar that my director sends to us monthly, and I can forward that on to anyone who would like to be a prayer warrior for us.
Right.
Prayer is powerful, and we all know that. And as believers, any of your believers, they know that as well, is that prayer is our tool. You know, it's our defense. And so we do need to have people praying for our different schools, and we do need to have people praying over our teams. Because once we start, when somebody really makes that commitment to start teaching children, that's when Satan really takes notice of that person.
Mm-hmm.
Because through those children, through the lessons that Child Evangelism Fellowship has developed, because they are standing true to God's Word, when we're teaching those lessons to those lessons don't stay with those children. It goes back into their daily activities in their classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back into their home life, whether it's with mom and dad or grandma and grandpa. It doesn't stay with just that child. It's not like a cocoon. They don't hide that light under a bush.
It's too powerful to contain.
They go out and they spread it.
Yes, they do.
And Satan does not want that. There's no way that he wants that, but it happens. It happens, and it's because of men and women beyond us who are praying for us and keeping us covered with prayer.
Right. That's beautiful. Yeah. You know, once you do hear about the good news, and that's exactly what it is, Christ dying for us, for our, you know, and forgave us of our sins, dying for our sins, but to know that and to hear that he loves you, and when you receive the fact that he does love you and cares about you, and he came all this way to make sure that you were, you know, one of his, that is exciting news, and is something that you really can't contain or hold inside. You know, like Jeremiah said, it's like fire shut up in my bones. The Holy Spirit is something we just cannot contain, and the children are so excited, and they must share it with everyone that they run into. It's just God is powerful, and His Word is powerful, and His love is even more powerful than that.
Oh, yes, and the kids, they really are great. They really are, and they do love to have their grandma. I'm not talking about their grandma, but they love older men and women.
Yes.
Because it's a grandma type of influence, and they love that. And when, now I'm pretty boisterous in the club, so I can usually talk over anybody, but when I have a senior working with me, and they're reading that missionary story, and with their quiet voice, these kids will perk up, and they will listen, you know, and so you don't even have to have a strong voice.
No, you don't.
All you have to do is be willing to come.
Amen. That's so true. So true.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
So, Linda, I know our time's getting short because I've been watching it. I'd like to go ahead and just give my phone number again.
Okay.
Let your listeners know that my name is Cheryl Lee with Child Evangelism Fellowship, and my number is 740-262-0939. And Linda, I just want to thank you so much for letting me come on and just take over your show.
That's okay.
But if any of your listeners, men and women, young and old, if any of them would like to join us tomorrow, it's going to be on Silver Street, the Word of Life Church on Silver Street at 6:30. I would be more than happy to have someone stop in who would like to talk more about Child Evangelism Fellowship. There is a statement of faith, because we're non-denominational. There is a statement of faith that person would have to read through and honestly be able to say they can agree with every point on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we can sit down and have a quick interview and explain to them a little bit more what it would be to be a helper and a volunteer, and maybe even lead them into being a lead teacher, because the training is coming up September 2nd, which is a Thursday evening, from 6 until 8:30, for 3 Thursdays. But the first Thursday would be September 2nd. And then we would be ready to go into the schools the first full week of October. That's when we normally go back into the schools, is that first week of October. So God willing, the time is there. You know, we've got it planned out. We've got the timing correct. God willing, we'll also have the helping hands to do it with us.
Right. Absolutely. I'll be praying along with you that, you know, God supply the needs. And we all know how that goes sometimes. We prayed for a long time for help. And, you know, sporadically He'll send a little help here and there, you know. But we still were able to accomplish what He set us out to do.
That's right. That's exactly right. We were still able to stay in all the schools, or, you know, the schools that we had had teams.
Right.
But now we really do need brothers and sisters to sit up and take notice. We want to stay in the schools as long as we are able to.
Right.
We are, by a Supreme Court decision, we are able to be there. But that Supreme Court decision could be reversed at any point in time. So we want to stay there while we can and teach these children, but we need to have extra helping hands, and we need prayer coverage. So again, if you're interested, please call my number, 740-262-0939, or talk to your pastor. Talk to your pastor to see if he has my contact information. You know Linda has it, so there are multiple ways of getting with us.
Yep, absolutely. I have it. You've been here with me for a long time. We just celebrated 7 years, June, being
oh,
on
my
the
goodness.
Air. Yeah, can
yes.
you believe that?
That is amazing.
Yes,
it just flies. this is how we started our talk.
Yes.
How time just flies.
It sure does fly. Are you going to resume the Meet Generation Z Bible Book Club?
Yes. And I won't be able to do it Well, we were going to talk about tomorrow, I guess, and we might even be able to resume it this Thursday, because, and that is on a Zoom. We were doing a, for your listeners, we were reviewing the book, Generation Z, Meeting Generation Z, mm-hmm. and really an interesting book, and we were doing that by Zoom on Thursday evenings at 6 o'clock, 6 to 7. Well, it was actually 40 minutes, wasn't it? So it says 6 to 6:40. And yeah. it's really a worthwhile book to read, and it's an interesting book club that we started. Yeah, so that'll be something. Hopefully, are you coming to the meeting tomorrow?
Let me see. Ooh, what I got. It's possible.
Yay,
look like
okay.
My calendar doesn't look so full, so I might be able to come.
Okay, well, that sounds good, because that'll be something, again, that'll be on the agenda. We'll get that started either this Thursday or next Thursday, but it's Chapter 3 that we're on.
Okay, and that's the book club on Chapter 3, and the meeting mm-hmm. tomorrow starts at 6:30?
Right. Our okay. meeting will be from 6:30 to about 8. We never seem to get out any earlier than 8.
Okay. I will see what I can do, dear.
All right. I hope some of your listeners will come, too. So thanks, Linda. Thank you so very much for having us on and allowing me to talk about Child Evangelism Fellowship and, you know, ramping up to get back into the school.
Absolutely. I can't believe it's ready to open up again.
I know.
You know.
I know.
Right. Just can't believe it. But
Lord willing, we'll be there.
Amen. Time goes by really fast when you're having fun.
Yes, it does.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Cheryl Lee, owner of Inspect Ohio LLC, also the coordinator of Child Evangelism Fellowship here in Marion, Ohio. Thank you for tuning in. Hopefully you'll tune in tomorrow. I have Johnny Jackson here. It should be another good show. I really thought this was a good show, you know. And the cause. That's what we're looking at, the cause. And that's helping young people to, you know, look at a different light if they're in the wrong light or the wrong frame of mind, to help encourage them and to lift them up and see a brighter way. See the sun shine in their lives. Okay. This is Linda Sims. The name of the show is A Voice of a People, here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. So thank you, each and everyone that has been listening to me today. Until next time, be blessed.
WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. The former coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes,